Hey guys, it's Selena. Selena Simone back on the podcast today. And I'm not going to be on here too long. I just kind of wanted to follow up with, another podcast for the, to keep things consistent and follow up with the last one, same topic, love and relationships and tarot card readings and whatever else the discussion may consist of. We have usually it doesn't really matter what time. I was going to say late night, but it doesn't have to be late night because people are listening from all over. So nevertheless, adult conversation, adult advice, also I like to consider myself a sexpert. So I am open to answering questions as far as that goes, and always I'll leave the number available, so in case that you want to, because I'm like really doing this to engage with the audience more than anything. I'm like, that's like making me really excited about it, the part of being engaged with the audience and with you guys. So please make sure that you stay tuned. I'll do my best to stay consistent and keep you guys informed on what's going on. Now, I'm also working on some music, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm going to more than likely release a lot of it. And when I do release a lot of it, I'll be, some of the little intros in between episodes for the podcast will be, playing some of the music. And also for you guys who also make music yourself, please, I would love to also have you submit your music and allow me to play it on, the little intermissions and things like that. So, okay, the last episode we were supposed to have touched on polygamy and monogamy and, different points of view. See, that's the thing about, for me, I like to have open discussion with people just so we can share ideas and, share perspectives and, different sides of the coin, or different sides of the story. So I think that's really, really extremely important. Because, excuse me, for me, I can give a great example. Like, me, I'm the type of person, I wear my heart on my shoulder or my sleeve or whatever, however they say it. And I'm, a very transparent, very open book, which can be, has its pros and its cons, But my way of being is not the way of being of everyone else, and that was something that I had to come to understand, So, someone expressed to me that, someone I was dating, it was like, oh, he it's obvious, he has certain feelings for you, but, he's just hiding his feelings. I'm like, hiding his feelings, like, what do you mean? I had no idea that it was even possible to pretend like you don't like someone, or to pretend like you like someone and just for whatever reasoning that you have, or whatever you feel like is the best way to handle yourself or conduct yourself in that situation. But for me, that would never be my approach. I couldn't even wrap my mind around the fact that someone is even capable of pretending or hiding their feelings, especially because for me, if I feel like I'm like I love someone, I have to tell them. I won't even be able to be calm or at peace if I don't get that out. But so that's how I am, and that's my way of being, but that's not everyone else's way of being. And that goes for all aspects of personal interaction. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a love situation or a situation to where you're pretending that you don't like someone. It could be just period, all across the board. We're all different, so we all handle things differently. Some people might have, I don't know, like, you know, certain, like, maybe anxieties, you know, but for a person that doesn't have anxiety, they have no idea what it's like to have anxiety or to go through an anxiety attack. And it's like, if you don't understand that, there's no way that you could, or if you've never been through that, there's no way possible at all that you could understand what it's like, or, you know what I mean? So it's just, that's one thing, one concept that I think is very important for us as human beings to understand about others, is that our way of being, we're all different, for one. That's the main thing. And our way of being is sometimes not, it's not going to be exactly like that. Okay, so I'm going to have to, I'm getting a phone call come through. And I'm going to have to, phone call just hung up, so that's okay. So I guess I can go ahead and continue. So that's one point, you know. So with that being said, going back to polygamy and monogamy, you know, I have always been a relationship-oriented person. People are really surprised when I tell them that, because it's like the industry that I'm in, like, it's kind of backwards. But really, who I am as a person and as an individual, I am very relationship-oriented. I think they're the most beautiful thing in the world. And Eartha Kitt said it the best, you know. But, you know, I think they're just the best thing in the world. I really value my relationships, and it's very important to me. But I spoke the last podcast, I spoke about a relationship that I was in with a guy that was like 12 years older than me. And he is kind of the one that kind of introduced me to, I don't want to say, we weren't really in a polyamorous relationship per se. It was really more borderline open relationship. And the thing that I always remember about him saying about that situation was him saying to me, well, when I sleep with other women, does that make you feel like I love you any less? And I'm like, no, because really outside of that, he treated me very well. He was really good to me. We had a wonderful relationship. You know, we were really good friends, you know? And, but outside of that part, that was like the only thing. Like my response to him was, well, no, because I know you love me, you know, I know that. But it just makes me feel like you don't care about my feelings. And of course his response to that was, well, it's not so much that I don't care about your feelings, but I don't want to have to compromise my happiness for anyone else. And so we can go back and forth about this. And I'm like, well, you know, when you love someone, sometimes you sacrifice some things sometimes. But again, you know, I don't, and then, okay, so let me say this part before I forget. And he also kind of expressed to me and taught me, not just even within this situation, just all across the board as, you know, a life lesson, that we are responsible for our own feelings, you know? And even that is very much easier said than done. You know, someone does something to you, or you might feel that they did it to you, taking it personal, when really all they're doing was doing what they want to do, you know? And sometimes it's a personal vendetta, yes, to hurt someone's feelings or have malice towards someone. But in general, for the most part, people are just doing what they want to do to make themselves happy, you know? And if that hurts someone's feelings in the midst, it's just like, oh, shit, I didn't mean to do that, you know? But again, you know, we're supposedly responsible for our own feelings. If someone does something that makes you sad, you can fit your it's okay to feel those feelings. You know, you're entitled to that. And it's okay to feel those feelings. You want to process those feelings. And if they're not serving you, if they're not doing anything good for you, then of course you want to let them go. But, you know, you can choose to stay in that space of hurt, being hurt, or whatever the feeling brings to you. Or you can choose to change the dial and think about something else and do something else that'll help you to get out of that that feeling that's anything other than a good feeling. So in a way, I do agree with that we are responsible for our own feelings, but at the same time, it's like, it's easier said than done. Some people can do things that definitely hurt your feelings or make you feel any type of way. But it's supposed to be up to us and find the strength within ourselves to be able to control our emotions in a way that we don't stay in a place that we're depressed, down, and hurt. Now, like I said, it's easier said than done. Because sometimes with me, my emotions can completely consume me. And it's difficult to get out of that space. But you have to want to get out of that space. Some people get addicted to that. To that depression, they get addicted to feeling that way, and it's like, that's a whole nother topic of discussion. So back to polygamy and polyamorous relationship. Again, I didn't want that, or the open relationship. I didn't want that at all, but I did want to be with him. So for me, I had to either put up or shut up, because that's who he was as a person. After I got out of the relationship, after I got out of the relationship, it was kind of, I looked back and I said to myself, I put up with it because, like I said, I wanted to be with him. And if I did not, I could have walked away, But I learned something through that. I learned a lot through that. But I also learned that it didn't matter who it was. It could have been the Queen of England, Katy Perry, Beyonce, I don't know, whoever that he was dating, he would have still slept with other women. That's just who he is as an individual, as a person, that's part of his personality, And so that way I knew it wasn't anything I did wrong. It wasn't anything wrong with me. That's when you have to find that out. You have to, that's another topic of discussion as well. We can get into another time about how a lot of times a person will get cheated on, or what they will consider cheated on by their significant other, and look at themselves as if they were the ones to blame. Like, well, maybe I wasn't tall enough, or maybe I was too skinny, or maybe I was too this or too that. And it's never about that. It's about the other person and what they have going on and their issues and what caused them to step out of, which would have to be an established relationship, and both of you guys are understanding that, you have guidelines set for the parameters of your relationship and the do's and the don'ts, the respect, and those things are put into place and established, and then someone still steps outside of those boundaries, that's when it can become like taken personal as well. Which I learned that through that relationship, that most of the time it's not you. It's not anything you did wrong. It's not, oh, because you didn't cook enough, or you didn't burn their eggs the way they like their eggs burnt. I don't know. But it's never that. It's always about that person, and what they have going on with their issues and stuff like that. It's never that you're anything less than, And all these facts that I'm saying are things that you have to remind yourself, are things that we have to, it's like a muscle. We have to exercise those things. Confidence too. It's very much like a muscle. It has to be exercised and stretched. And you have to, like, sometimes when I say stretch, sometimes I overcompensate. If it's been a minute before I have complimented myself affirmed to myself or gave myself those positive affirmations, then I might have to overload. I might have to stretch a little bit, stretch it, to make it, to kind of compensate for myself, not for anyone else, but for myself, so that I can be like back on my that playing field, that level playing field, to where my confidence is 100%. And like I said, it's a muscle, has to be exercised. You know, you don't need validation, you know. Validate yourself, you know. So, as far as the polyamorous relationship, I tried it once too. After leaving that relationship, and it was me, and I had two boyfriends, and they knew about each other. It did not last long, but that relationship, like, it was so complex. Oh my God, it was so complex. Even before the second guy came along and it was just me and the first guy, it was really, really complex. I'd never been in a relationship at all that was remotely close to this, because this was the feeling I'd never felt before. Like I said, it was very complex, because it was, I felt like I felt every aspect of love with him, you know? You know, you have love for your dog, love for your puppy, or, you know, it's a different type of love than you have for your mother, and, you know, a different kind of love than you have for your sister, or your lover, or your teacher. You know, it's a different kind of love. And with him, I felt like I literally loved him, like in all aspects of love, you know? So, it was very complex. But then came along the second one, it got even more complex. And then the first one kind of dwindled off. He didn't like the idea of me having two boyfriends and them knowing about each other. I invited them both over to my apartment. We sat down, we talked, and, you know, at first, like, he was really, really, really blown away that I would even ask that. But I was like, like I said, I'm very transparent. I like to be straight up. I feel like straight talk is an adult thing to do, an adult way to be. And I feel like straight talk leads to no misunderstandings, no falling outs, you know? So, I mean, even now, him and I are really, we're still really good friends. Like, he'll call me and we'll talk, and, you know, I'm not sure that I'll be, like, so open to hanging around with him just one-on-one like that. But, that's for another topic as well. Like, that one, because he was epileptic, okay? He had epilepsy, which he had seizures. And I never experienced anything like that before ever in person, you know? And so that's the kind of thing what makes it a little difficult for me to actually hang out with him like that, because... And I know this kind of sounds kind of messed up, but he, like, if I'm with him, I feel like at any moment he could possibly have a seizure. And it's like from moment to moment, feeling on edge the whole time. And I'm like, I don't want to feel that way. That's the main thing. And see, for me, I care so much about him. Like, when he would have a seizure, it would really, really hurt me to see him in that state, you know? But the problem was, he was not being responsible with his and staying consistent with his regimen as far as his medicine goes. And that's what, you know, so it was kind of like he could have controlled them more been more responsible with that. And for me, I felt as though I don't want to deal with that. I'm like, I remember him having a seizure while I'm driving on the highway, on a 6-lane highway. Okay, and I don't know if he reached for the wheel or what. I can't remember. It was just rough. And I had to lift him up with one arm. The whole grown-ass man, I had to lift him up with one arm, roll him over on his side while I was driving, lean over, lean his seat back. So, you know what I'm saying? So that he, you know, wouldn't... I mean, anyone who knows or has had those experiences can understand. But it was just... It was too much. And then on top of it being too much, you still want to be acting like, you don't want to act right? You want to be doing everything you can do to make me mad? No. So that's why, I mean, I'll hang out with him every now and then. I won't mind too, but I don't. That was pretty rough for me. But that was like, I don't know, I liked having both of them here, because they both brought something different to the table for me. But in the midst of that, after it was over, I noticed some of my own selfishness, though.
I noticed how I was being a little bit too, oh, it's about me, 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 me. It wasn't balanced, that part. And now, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever do something like that again. Because for me, I know I'm very territorial. I can be very possessive and jealous, which is not really love, but it's those feelings sometimes come up when you are dealing with another individual. Well, I think I'm gonna, so this was 20 minutes that we went into, going into 21. I think I'm gonna break this, take a break, you know, take a break from, and maybe in the next episode, we'll go back through and touch on a couple more of those topics. Maybe break it down a little bit more. Again, like I said, I'll be having the cell phone number out, so you guys can call in, which will be on a recorded line, in order for me to play it back for the podcast. So, and edit it if need be, if it needs to be edited. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And you know, I love your comments. I know you know I love your likes and shares and subscribes and all those things. I don't know if it's the same words that you use for you as your YouTube, but you can also find me on Instagram, Selina Simone, just like the name here. It's Salina Simone, Samone. Let's see, we have the YouTube channel, all of the platforms, all the name is the same. So just, you can even put it in Google if you want, and mostly all of my works will come up, and you can go from there. Okay, so just please, guys, if you have any questions, concerns, topics of discussion you'd like to talk about, please just email me and we'll be fine. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.